Take your Bible, Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. Let's stand to read God's Word tonight. Beginning in verse 9. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Thank you for being here tonight. It means a lot to this preacher. But more, it means a lot to God. And it means a lot to your family that's showing up, being here. Amen. I like that comment that Brother Gary said about couldn't understand why people didn't want to get here on time and didn't want to leave early. I can't understand that. Well, I'd be so thrilled about serving God. We ought to have my daddy used to say, you ought to have an itch about that. Amen. You ought to have an itch. You just can't wait there. Get your itch scratched. Amen. So praise the Lord. That's an old farmer saying, you know, like the horse, you know, it's got an itch, you know, just rub him a little bit. Amen. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, after this manner therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed, holy, consecrated, satisfied, set apart, holy or hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. I'm for that, amen. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Don't stop there now. Come on. Come on now. Because I think a lot of Christians have stopped there and they missed the whole thing. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But, anytime you see a but in the Bible, that means it negates anything it ever said before. But, if ye forgive not the men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. I was studying and I came across this and I thought this would be a great time to preach this. I will in the new year. I hope that God will speak to your heart tonight. Father, speak to us, and Lord, help us to gear up for another year. I'm excited, Lord, for 2016. First of all, just imagine we even made it this far. And Lord, you've given us another year. And so, Lord, help us to take this year. This year is like a empty piece of paper with a writing utensil without eraser. What goes down on that paper will stay down for eternity. God, help us to write correctly and carefully as we live in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. First of all, I think that in our line of in a new year, I will regard my praise to the Lord. I'm going to praise the Lord more this year. Psalm 9, verse 10, 1. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous work. Isn't God marvelous? The other day I came outside and it was late and I was taking some trash out and there that big old moon was. I said, how do you do, Mr. Moon? Glory to God. My neighbors must think I'm crazy. But there it is. It's shining. Whew! But it was shining from the sun. It wouldn't have no shine if it didn't have the sun. And I think that's the way in our Christian lives. If we don't have the Son of God shining on us, we're not going to be very shiny. In fact, a lot of dull people today, they call themselves Christians and don't act like it. In regarding to my praise of God, this year I'm going to praise Him more. 34:1 in Psalms, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Boy, I'll tell you what, that sure helped me out when grumbling and complaining. Oh, Lord, why do I have to do this? Why do I have to go through this? I'd be praising Him. Thank God I'm doing this, not doing that. Amen. Psalm 89, verse 1, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. Let's see how many generations we have in here. Is anybody a great-grandma, a great-grandpa? Raise your hand. All right? Any grandma and grandpa? Raise your hand. Any moms and dads? Raise your paw. Any kids here? Teenagers? Raise your hand. Any children here? Raise your hand. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of generations in here. Amen. The Bible says that I will sing of the mercy of the Lord forever. And with my mouth I make known the faithfulness of all generations. Oh, my God, it's been so good to us. Boy, the troubles and sorrows that come, but I'll tell you what, there's a lot more good stuff than there's bad stuff. The only trouble is the old devil wants us to think of the bad stuff, and God wants us to think of the good stuff. When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings. Name them one by one. And it'll surprise you what the Lord hath done. Oh, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. Secondly, I want to, in regarding my own prayer life, I've talked to a lot of preachers in their later years, and I ask them, what are the things that you wish? And I've read these also of other pastors said, what I wish. Number one, I wished I'd spent more time in prayer with my God. Regarding our prayer life, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, what is it then? I will pray with the Spirit. I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. 1 Samuel 7:5, and Samuel said, gather all the Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray unto you. I will pray for you unto God. Hey, will you pray for me this year? Paul the Apostle, the greatest missionary known to mankind. Some people think he started at least 141 churches. Hey, that ain't bad, Brother Gary. And he said, you pray for me that God will give us boldness. You say, a tough old guy like you, you don't need boldness. Oh, yes, I do. I need boldness. Pray for boldness. Pray for wisdom for your preacher. Pray that God just gives me wisdom to know how to do the things that God has called me to do. Pray for my health, my strength. God has been good to me and given me good health and strength. Just pray. Just pray. Regarding my prayer life, I'm going to pray more. Third, I think regarding my walk and regarding your walk. Psalm 26:11. But as for me, I will walk in mine integrity. Redeem me and be merciful unto me. Psalm 116:9. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. God, help us to be very careful how we walk. Because there's a whole bunch of people watching us. Like my little grandson said, there's a whole gob of people watching you. There's a whole bunch of people watching this and seeing which way we're going to go and which way to turn. I have people telling me, oh, Pastor, I was watching what you're going to do about that. I'm going like, good night. What are you doing that for? By the way, I'm watching you. Amen. Number four, in this new year, I'm praying that God, regarding my meditation, Psalm 119:15 says, I will meditate in thy precepts. And have respect unto thy ways. Oh God, help us as we think about the things of the Word of God. A young man called me tonight and he said, Preacher, hey, this is what's going on. What you anything do? I said, you know what Jesus said? When an ox or a donkey fell in the pit, take it out. And I said, that thing keep falling in the pit. Shoot the thing, amen. Have barbecue, amen. But if something happens and somebody needs some help, but hey, who are we? Who can they go to? Help us to meditate on the Word of God so that we not only read the Word of God, but we understand what He is trying to tell us and we do what He said we're supposed to be doing. He said, I will meditate also on all thy work and talk of all thy doing, Psalm 77:12. Then fifth, regarding my home and my missionary endeavors, this year I want to do more. Psalm 71:16, I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. You know, there's a lot of things going on in our lives. But there's also a lot of things going on that we aren't even touched, like Brother Gary's church and the things. That ought to just erupt a emotion in our hearts saying, here's a man who's going up there, 75 degree below zero weather. He's not kicking about it. He's not griping about it. He's going. He's doing his thing. There's a whole bunch of guys like out there, a whole bunch of preachers and men of God and missionaries that are going. You say, but why did they have to leave? Because God called them. Why in the world would you want to be? That's scary, not do what God called you to do. You're safer where God puts you than where you think you're safe. I think of my dear, precious Ortiz family. Really family to me. Been family to my wife and I for almost 20, maybe 25, 26 years. They're leaving. They're leaving. I still can't get over it. I got a hole to plug in with a little finger. I got a hole to plug in for all the things they do around here. Give me that list. I sat him down a couple weeks ago. I said, all right. December 21st at 10:30. I sat him down. I said, all right, tell me what you do. Wouldn't it be nice if y'all was like that? Preacher had to sit you down and say, all right, what do you do? James and Sherry met with me today about their new mission work. He is, Lord willing, planning to go into. They spoke to me about the pastor, Pastor Guthrie, and linguistic language, going to Texas Theological Seminary, for 2 years. Don't let it kill you, brother. Don't let it kill you. And then Brother Wolfenberger at the Church of Joshua Baptist Church, and that church down in Joshua, Texas, have supported them for years. They've been a faithful servant, faithful to serve you guys. And they need to sell their house. Did you ever get that done? The house is sold. I thought at least I'd stop them for 2 months anyway. Start school in June. Have a suggestion. Senior Sunday school class. Coastal, you're taking off with them. So now I've got to get the new Sunday school teacher for that class. Bus ministry. Wake-ups. Thank God we still have Ori and Hannah. Don't even get any ideas, girls. Junior church. Soul winning. But I'm going to tell you something. They saw my mixed emotion the 25th of December where I said, it's really sad, but I'm so glad. I'm so happy for you. Why? Because this is the missionary endeavor God has called them to go and do. How long have you been here just when you come out of Nepal? 3 years? 4 years. Yeah, 4 years. Came home, did their thing, helped out, did a lot of stuff. Now they're heading on. I didn't think we'd get them that long. But we'll take as long as we get. Say, set up something in your life regarding your missionary endeavors here at the Baptist Church. There's a whole bunch of boys and girls. I'll guarantee there's more than 31 boys and girls out in Great Falls that'd like to have a ride on that old bus. But it takes work, and it takes money, and it takes sacrifice every morning on Sunday, getting up early. Make sure that old bus runs. Get them there and get them home. Don't leave them here. There's just so much. There's so much around here. Cleaning the church. Man, there's a lot of stuff cleaning the church. I think it's about getting things ready for Sunday school. And I think, man, it's just piles of stuff that some people just come in here and say, wow, this is cool, and walk out. You ought to find out why it's cool, and you ought to be cool about it. You ought to be part of doing that. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of His righteousness, even of thine only. Also, I think that we ought to regard our sacrifice service, our sacrificial service, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 15. And I will very gladly spend to be spent for you, both through the more abundantly. I love you, the less I be loved. There's a satisfaction in knowing that the I wills are in perfect accord with the will of Him to whom we say, Thy will, not mine, be done. You see, God never chooses people that are not faithful in the little things. But you're a preacher. You know what I'm talking about. You find somebody in, and boy, they're always there. And they're always doing this and always doing that. And then some flamboyant thing comes in. You say, wow, look at this guy. Let's put him. But here's a guy who's been doing it. And the preacher says, you know what? You see that guy over there? He's not very flamboyant. He's not a shooting star. He's not a competent whipping cross. He's a guy that's been just staying there. He's fixed. He just always there. He may not be trained in that certain thing, but he's always there. You know what? I'd rather take a man that has no talent at all and train him or train her than to get the guy that he's looking for better. He says this, you know what? I was looking for a job when I got here. Yeah. Instead of saying, you know what? I want to serve God. If you get a heart like that, if you get a heart and you're going to say, you know what? Preacher, I don't know much about anything. But I want you to know I want to be faithful. The old ears of the preacher goes like this. And said, what'd you say? He takes his ring notebook out and he writes a name down. And he starts praying for that guy. Or that lady. Well, preacher, I just can't do as well as so-and-so. Or, you know, I can't sing like so-and-so. And God says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. And serve the Lord with... We're just looking for some people that are looking to serve and not to strut their self. I said, not to strut their self. I said, not to strut their stuff. And have people, oh. I remember Dr. Rice said this. He says, you know, he says, there's a lady after the service came up to me and she sang the most miserable song I ever heard her sing. I mean, it was off tune and on and on and on. And she came up looking for a compliment. And Brother Rice said, ma'am, that was a beautiful song you sang. She made a joyful noise unto the Lord. We won't get up here and sing because we want people to think we can do it. I want to sing like this morning. I did sing to a little lady sitting back. Her daddy just passed away, and she asked me to sing that song, and I sang it to her. Y'all just got to listen. I actually didn't sing that song. I preached that song to her. And you heard every word and understood every word. If you get behind this pulpit and you sing and it sounds like the tune the old cat died on, the whining and crying, and we can't understand the words you're saying, it ain't no blessing. The blessing comes from the preaching of the Word of God. That Word of God, that singing of the Word of God, blesses our heart and blesses our soul. Now, if that's all you can do, we'll accept it and we'll say, praise the Lord. I might say, hey, turn that thing down a little bit or bring it up a little bit and enunciate your words a little bit better. I want to help you. I never want to be embarrassment to the Lord. I never want to make a mistake when I'm singing because that takes the message away from what I'm trying to proclaim. And we all want to do that. I want to bring honor and glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. If I get up here and stammer and stutter and nothing wrong with stammering, nothing wrong with stuttering. But if I haven't practiced and just let it fling, that's a mistake. Need to practice. Need to have it done. Have it down so that you can look at people and when you're singing and every once in a while you look down the word, but you're looking out at people, you're touching their eyes, looking at them and see how it's affecting them. It's a great thing to serve God in 2016. I'm so excited about it. I could just about double backflip, but I know when I land it hurt. And so I'm not going to do that tonight. Amen. Well, tonight's Lord's Supper, and I'm going to ask my deacons if they'd come. And if you're here tonight and you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you know Him as your Savior, I invite you to take the Lord's Supper with us. We want you to be faithful to God. And we pray that that God would certainly do a great work in your heart and your life as you listen tonight as we read the Scriptures. Maybe some of you children like to get to your own family and sit with them. That's always worth good. I got more beatings in my life because of the Lord's Supper than any other time in my life in the history of my church growing up. All right, Brother Rick, you need to help me. And Brother Ortez, would you help me, please?